Hi everyone, I'm Pamelia Chia and you're listening to the Singapore Noodles Podcast, your go-to destination to learn about Singaporean food culture. Today I have on the show Anthony Liao, who is the founder of Anthony the Spice Maker, which is a spice shop that is located at Chinatown Market. In the following conversation, we chat about how his business came about and also how this 35-year-old business has now taken a more modern form. When I read your story, I thought it was very interesting because I always think of spice blending as an Indian trait.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So I'm very curious, how did you get started in spice blending?
Okay, now I tell my story. Actually, during my parent time, it's in the 1979, my parents have a spice shop in the wet market also. Because last time we used, Singapore, we stay in a kampong. Okay, so when we need to ship to the HDB flat, then my parents had no business, so the government give us a store that only can sell spices.
Oh, okay.
So we try to how to sell it, then we try to get, like last time we got so-called go to the Tekka there, we call it to buy those spices from the Indian, then we try to mix our own and then just sell it. By experience, by some, my granny also all this experience. So at the same time, last time granny, they had their own secret recipe, I call it. Many years back, 40 years back, all the granny, they usually mix themselves. You don't buy your mixing. And then, quite youngest one, they don't know how to mix, then they will ask us to mix for them. If not, all those granny will come, they will usually, like for me last time, very young, so boy or auntie, help me to have what spices like coriander or turmeric or all the spices that they have. That means their own secret recipe. So I will mix for them. So at the same time, we pick up. This is how I learn.
How old were you at that time?
That time I was only 19 years old because I was in the, at the same time I was in the police force also for my national service. So when up there, I need to help my parents.
Okay. And was it easy for you to learn?
By right is quite easy. That initial we got the basic, we know our basic of spices. But as I mentioned earlier, a lot of granny got their own recipe.
All these grannies are your customers, lah.
It's our customer. They will come to us because we are selling spices, has a spice shop in the wet market, so call lah. So we sell all sorts of spices for them to mix. That they need to use those spices. So then when they come, they will tell us how much for the particular spices, like how many tablespoons or one teaspoon or whatever. So they will ask, how much, all this and that. They will trust them. So when these all granny are very old, so they don't pound themselves. By right, last time, all granny pound themselves. So this is how we pick up some of the old granny customer. So they're actually very experienced, they're very good in cooking. That's like, Amma, so called granny, they're very good in cooking.
Yeah. So all these aunties will be from different races?
Or? Yes, you are right. Because Singapore is a multi-racial, a lot of races, right? Even like Malay, Indian, Chinese, or Peranakan, or whatever. Or some last time also Japanese people. they also come. So we, at the same time, learn from the so-called the secret recipe of all these old granny. So this is how we pick out how to start the spices. I get to know also at the same time.
And why do you like to continue? I mean, were you very
interested? Good question. This is how, I'm a design draftsman by right, So after my national survey, I go and work around overall about 3 years. Then I think over that. If I keep on rubbing, must use my hand to rub, how long can I go until I old? So I think about my parent time, the spicer, because usually, be honest with you, after the 80, always long queue. always long queue, those people will come and queue up. So I said, our curry, why so famous? In the sense that, this trait is quite nice, and we learn a lot of recipe. I learned a recipe for all the granny. So as well, I said, I think I better start a business, this spice trait. So I sell to come up. Last time I used to call a name, I built a name called Liao Jia Xiang. So then I started. So actually, by right, I started in a small manufactured plant and I distribute to supermarket.
Oh.
And last time is mini market first, then after that supermarket. But yeah. In the 2006, I stopped everything.
Yeah.
I got some problems, so I stopped it. So after that, so this is my how I started this business.
Yeah, then why do you decide to set up a shop in the wet market?
Okay, good question. Because of this fear, wet market is the cheaper shop house in Singapore. Ma. So I'll be honest with you, that's a cheaper way. So I just started cheaper, right? So easy for me to easy to maintain, and then start out, we need to more patient, need time for people to know you. After testing, they come back to you. Lo. This is how like my parent time, same. We need time to let them have our spicer tester. Nice, they come back again. So how to maintain our customer, so-called.
Oh, but now when you go back, do you think it was an advantage for you, having your shop in the wet market?
You are right, right? Because whatever I do, we also try to be upgrade, upgrade ourselves in nice packaging, all this and that, to make it cleaner. And because now new generation, a lot of generation, young people want look nice, something like that. But mine is, I want people good quality. Nice is another matter.
Which market are you at now?
Okay, and now I was in Chinatown.
Uh-huh.
In Chinatown complex, the big actually Chinatown complex is the biggest wet market in Singapore.
Mm.
If you get to know, I believe you also know if you find out more.
Yeah.
So there's many stores, almost overall from first story to downstairs, more than I think 400 outlets totally.
Yeah. So why do you choose this market?
Chinatown, a lot of tourists will come to Chinatown. So there are a lot of crowd in the sense that there are a lot of crowd will come here, all those foreigners, tourists, they will try to visit China, Chinatown so-called. so they were like more curious about, what's the wet market? Because last time Chinatown, the wet market itself inside got all live, live seafood, live whatever animal, so there's daughter there. Then people find that it's more interested, ma. Interesting to find out more what the wet market look like. But now no longer have and all this already.
Well, because of COVID, is it?
COVID and another matter is because of like you don't let people to do on the spot, hearing things down there or something like that.
But the last time I went to Chinatown market, there was still a guy who was selling the live frog.
Oh yeah, live frog head. But recently, I just tell you, last week only, this live frog cancer cannot do anymore by the NEA.
So sad. Then he
cannot do anything. Cannot live on the spot kill the frog there already, no more.
Is it just for now or is it in the future?
No, just like no more. Cannot already. This is a new regulation.
Wow, that's so sad. I mean, that's the reason why people go to Chinatown market, right? To buy fresh fish,
Only buy fish. Fish still can. Only the frog cannot. Wow. So yeah, actually, by right, they want people need a small factory, stocker all these frog, then deep freeze it, and then sell you on the market. Yeah. That means no longer very fresh, in the sense.
So do you grow up in the wet market?
I can say I not really grow up in the wet market because yes, the time is when I helping out my parents. So until 1986, I started my own business. But that time I was not in the market really. I was in the factory.
Yeah.
Only 2006, I go back to market because as I earlier mentioned, I need a space and it's cheaper to operate.
Yeah. When I look at your shop, it looks very modern. Was this the influence of your children?
Okay, actually by all these also, my children helped me out with all these so-called the packaging and some write down and behind there's a recipe, everything ready, including the QR code, scan and then go and watch the tutorial, how to make into paste, how to cook some dishes.
Oh, so they help you before?
Yeah, they help me do all these things.
Oh, were you the one who actually asked your children to help you or did they volunteer?
I can say I need that. Okay, see, because I'm making this many years like so since they're young, they have school holiday, yes, they need to come and help me.
Yeah.
By my children. So that
at the same time, they will pick up something like that. So they, like now my daughter is helping me out. The youngest called Ming Ling.
Yeah. I heard that she has a wellness line.
Yeah. She do the masala chai. She's the one who come out this masala chai. This one.
Do you feel like your shop is still running the way that it used to run, like in the past before you?
It's improving because whatever we do this more towards how to say easy. As I said, we all need to be online, right? So this is how we are doing, like all the best to ship all over the world, so called. I'm online is more than 7 years. Even last time without on so called there's a platform for ordering. We use like email, then pay by PayPal, then send them the invoice, and then after that pay, then send to them. This is how I started. Then slowly we know that about WordPress, easy to become online, easy to, you know, all the platforms are there.
So, you know, some people, they think of spice blending as very simple, right? You just mix all the spices together. Is that true or is that not true? Is it complicated?
It's true, but you must know the spices. What spices you buy from? What grade, what premium product are you buying? You can do anything, any recipe. But it's just that I can say it's very sadly, sometimes you just say, I will go to the supermarket. Then you buy those spices that you want, you make your own recipe. But you end up, not what you really like, because the spices alone is different. Yeah. You know, maybe in many countries, or the spices are not pure enough, you know. So you end up, you're not successful. This is a problem that a lot of people give up doing their own recipe, give up the cooking because they don't get a good spicer for them to encourage you to cook more, to learn more, you see?
Yeah. And one of your signature products is your curry powder, right? You call it Singapore curry powder.
Curry powder Singapore. You know why this? I call it a curry powder Singapore. Because in Malaysia, you ask me, right, why about the curry powder? Singapore, they are multiracial people. So this is how I pick up all those granny, and then I draw a line. Basically, all these Indian or Malay or Chinese or Peranakan, this is some of the ingredient, so I blend it. This is called curry powder Singapore. So you can turn into Japanese curry, you can turn into Indian curry, or you can use it for your own other type of curry, or making curry puff, all this also can use.
Yeah.
And usually, a lot of people will think that maybe you also think that maybe Indian is a spice trade, right?
Yeah.
Right. Because India got a lot of spices. Then a lot of Indian come from India. So when they bring in, it's like you think that all from India. So they make all the brand become like curry powder Indian. But these Chinese also got their own style, you see. So this is how I picked up so many years, 40 years ago, pick up all those granny. Spices, yes. Initials is from India. But nowadays, it's different. Many countries got good spices. Like example, Indonesia. But like even my spices now, almost 80% I import from Indonesia, not India. You see the difference?
Oh.
First thing I understand, because I try to get, I told you earlier, I always source for the best spices. Yeah. So about 20 years ago, I found out that, Indonesia is a very good spices because the ground itself is different.
Mm.
You know, a lot of earthquake, yeah? Then after that, all the rubber is a very good to a lot of people forgot. India don't have something earthquake and then good ground. You understand?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know that the earthquake will make the ground more fertile. Wow. Do you actually have to go to Indonesia to source your product?
Or? No, because I find out one of my supplier, he himself is a Singaporean, the father.
Yeah.
So they invested in Indonesia to set up a spy, so from spy blending, binding, all this. So at the same time, I consult them, I need some spicer. And what kind of spicer I need? Can you do it for me? Even the process, I also want them to do what process I like.
Yeah.
So they follow my method. So I say, okay, you follow my method, you invest a little bit more machine, I will truly get it from you.
Yeah.
So I never changed my supplier for almost 12 years already.
Wow. You are a Chinese run shop in the wet market, right? Do you feel that that has ever been a disadvantage for you? Because, you know, maybe people feel like, oh, if I want to get spices, I should get from an Indian spice man.
Do you you're right. Yeah, some will think this way, but it depends how I set up. And then I know I can give after the recipe, making a nice recipe. So people will, after eating, they will come back. Then they will try to like, work on mouth, help me to spread about my spices. So this is how I can sustain till today.
So what's your favorite part about opening your shop in a wet market?
Wet market is cheaper, and at the same time, there are a lot of people. There are different type of auntie, ama also have. So it's very experience to talk to them. At the same time, you can tell them. At the same time, we learn something from them, out of them, you see. So I keep on learning all those people, because ama that time all granny like to go market, they don't go supermarket. So after 50, 60, 70 years, people will come to wet market.
Now people are saying that the wet markets might die off, right, for in the future. Do you think that would be the case?
Actually, to me, wet market is won't die, because our culture in Singapore is a wet market. Okay, wet market until today still more than 100 over wet market, you know. But only about now recently, because of the COVID, 2-3 years, I mean 2 years COVID, people jobless. So the end up they also now take over the wet market, a store helping the parents selling all the so called business and job stick, even other tech, you know, make a platform, help them to sell the thing in the online, you know. So end up you see now all the young generation, maybe like you also want to set up own business in the wet market. It's good, right? To me it's good. That's why I always encourage my children, please go and do some business yourself. Don't care what kind of business. To me, business is you put your effort, you put your own effort, you put your own mind, whatever, it's your own business. So-called, don't say work with other people, and end up you do your effort, whatever, end up after 10, 20 years, the company cannot sustain, they close down, you have nothing to gain.
So what do your children think?
They try to make their own business.
Then this, you know, this idea of starting your own business, I mean, was that something that your parents taught you? Like they told you that's very important?
No. My parents won't taught me this way. When I just earlier mentioned, I'm a design draftsman. I like to design things. Yeah. So I end up, how long can I still designing? Cannot, right? Mm-hmm. You know, last time, you know, my education is not very high. So I need skill, you know? So I said, myself skill, I put it on the spicer. Then when I was young, so like because of the curry chicken is very, very famous. Everywhere they were eating. I believe you also know, like everyone also like to cook curry chicken at home. Don't care what brand you buy, your father or mother or granny cook. You also like the curry chicken everywhere. Even, wedding or whatever, people pass away also curry chicken.
Yeah, that's true.
So curry chicken is a very so-called important dish in throughout our life, put it this way. You know, everyone will know about curry chicken.
Yeah.
Only that when you use what to cook, only become what flavor you have.
What blends are you famous for other than the curry chicken?
Okay, actually my laksa is very good one, I can say.
What kind of laksa is that? Nonya laksa?
I call it traditional laksa, but right, it's yoya. Okay, if no matter what Chinese do, it becomes like yoya. It's like that, it's a mentality.
Fusion,
you're right. So, laksa, and I got my even, just to let you know, we have chili crab. I got my chili crab blend. You know, some restaurant in Singapore very famous. Then, after some of the granny, they buy my recipe, they blend their own, then they cook the chili crab. Then they end up, I no longer need to go to a restaurant anymore. So just use my chili crab, also called the blend. It's like better than the restaurant.
Yeah.
But yes, I can say this is my experience. This is how I pick up for all the granny secret recipe. So it won't go away. Like this is really a true. I can say it's a truly curry chili crab Singapore flavor. Understand? Whatever I do is like Singapore flavor. It cannot go away because at least now I learn from all the granny of Singapore. They old enough, they cannot more found themselves, so no more secret. They have to buy from me, so I help them to take how many tablespoons, this and that. So I learn from them, I draw like, oh, this ama using all these recipes to cook like chili crab. Then I know already, no? Not only one ama, so many ama, almost the same recipe. Why not I follow that? So correct. All the grandchildren eat, I like ama. So same, cannot go away.
You know, I saw one of the interviews that you or your son gave, which talked about how you want to encourage young Singaporeans to cook more, right?
Yeah. Correct. You know, first thing, you see, you buy, okay? You buy ready to eat. You only try to buy, just say you want to save some money, buy a bit more like average one, but you don't feel that you get what you want. So you're very sad like, when you really cook for you then. But you want to buy good one, it's very, very expensive. But you cannot afford every day eat a good one, right? Correct or not?
Yeah.
So all these products that I've been selling is just like normal like party time, I can say. Chili crab is not like every day you can eat one. Maybe 2-3 one time. Chicken curry, you won't eat every day chicken curry because we're not Indian, but correct? So it's different. So all these things, the dishes that we cook is not every day. I can say it's not every day. Only weekend or whatever, or family party time, or family time that you cook to enjoy together. Then you don't need to go to the restaurant.
Why do you think young Singaporeans don't cook so much?
First thing, I believe that everyone needs to work. Come back home, have no time to prepare all the things. You know? So this is what I've been trying to help them, that I prepare for you all the ingredients. You just blend your own, then just do the cooking. It cut almost half your time already. So we'll encourage them to cook your own, so-called. Maybe at least on the weekend, or when during party time, or when during birthday time, cook curry chicken to enjoy, to invite everyone come.
Yeah, I see. You know, you don't see those big tubs of spices at your shop. So I was wondering if you actually like blend spices for people on the spot?
No. Yes. I already for them to buy my recipe.
What if someone comes to you with a recipe? Can you blend it for them?
No. Yeah, no. I will say no, really. I'm very straightforward. Because if you give me your recipe, then I do it for you. I have to spend a lot of time to make the thing. You know? Because I got so many blends in my shop. Every time I need to blend my own recipe. So how to do for them cannot. Even some so-called vending, some factory, they also want my brand. I say, you want to blend for you? I know. You buy my brand? Yes, I have. Yeah, I'm very straightforward, my business or principle of business. They will come to me and say, no, I don't brand. Because I cannot promise you everything. Because some spices I cannot get on the spot.
Very different from how other spice men are doing it at the wet market,
yes. Yes. Different. Wet market, they nowadays they used to scoop themselves. Now, no, I everything prepared, everything ready.
Oh.
Because I find that everything ready is more clean. Everything sealed, never open, explore to the environment. Our spices are always very clean.
I see.
It's different.
So you have your wet blends, right, in the fridge, and then you have the dry.
Okay, my wet blend, actually, yes, last night I had, but after the COVID time in year 2020, I stopped the blend.
Oh, why?
Yeah. The reason is that because we also lost my customer, ma. They don't come. So they usually now encourage them to order online.
I see.
So they know how to order online. You know, I teach sometimes they call how to order online. I teach them. Then I say you try one time, then next time you know already. Easy, right? Then you don't need to come up because COVID, you take your life at risk.
Yeah.
So you just order online, stay at home, I open up your post box, my spices are there. So you can start blending and do the cooking. Only one step behind, blend your own, add your own onion, then become the paste that I sell to them last time.
Yeah, I saw your website is very informative. Like all the steps are there and all the instructions.
Yeah, I will teach everyone because I believe my own spicer, right? People want to copy, so-called copy my spicer, it's not easy. It's the blend that I've been provided, it's the ingredient that I've been using.
Yeah.
So it's my own star, own flavor until today, since day one, I never changed my recipe.
Oh, really? For so many years?
Yes, never changed my recipe at all. So almost 30 over years already. But only I try to shop the best ingredient, make the spicer more premium and more nicer, or improve the ingredient.
Yeah, so that is now your family secret recipe, right?
Yes, you are right. That's why even some so-called my ingredient, what I put in the end, I add other spices. So this is my trade secret. Some like my bak kut teh, be honest with you, bak kut teh very famous in Singapore. There are many brands in Singapore selling bak kut teh.
Yeah.
My bak kut teh, in the end, I put other spices, so they cannot copy, don't know what's the spices. My brand or my spices, I use by some of the machine chef in Singapore.
Really?
Even, be honest with you, even the Annie Pigs, she visit my shop.
Who?
She opened one in the Raffles Hotel.
Yeah.
She visit my shop, she buy my spices, but then another year, they open her own spices.
Wow.
But she also used my spicer for the cooking.
How did she know about you?
I don't know. Maybe the machine chef introduced to her. So she visit my shop. Fine lady, very sharp, very cute. We don't know who at first. Then end up my daughter, she's the one.
Oh, your daughter recognized her.
In the end, there's another lady like this lady. And then your young people are very good in social media, man. Go to Instagram, go to Facebook, you can see Jack Wu. I old man cannot.
Wow. Hey, thank you so much for sharing about your story with me. It was really interesting.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Anthony.
Bye. Take care.
That wraps up another episode of the Singapore Noodles podcast. You have been listening to Anthony Liao of Anthony the Spice Maker at Chinatown Market. Food media tends to focus on Singapore's best hits like chicken rice or laksa and fails to capture the diversity of Singaporean food. By documenting overlooked recipes, Singapore Noodles seeks to share about Singapore's rich food culture with you. If you would like to support the work that we do, sign up to be a member on our website, sgpnoodles.com. You'll get access to all recipes on the site and participate in monthly cook-alongs. Once again, thank you for listening to the podcast, and I'll catch you next week.